godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And there are those that are from the baby boomer generation that are warring generation. They're Joshua's and Caleb's. So they're still around too. But you understand what I mean? A warring generation. We're not just going to adhere to everything you say. And we know it ain't God's way. As a matter of fact, like the Hebrew boys, they said, listen, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen. We know God is able to deliver us, but if he chooses not to deliver us, we still are not going to bow to what you're saying. Amen. We're not doing it that way. We're going to do it God's way. Amen. And guess what? When you make those choices and you go into the fire, guess what? The fire loses its heat. Amen. Amen. It loses its effect. I'm telling you, it's a time we've come into an era in Christ where miracles are going to be commonplace. Because people are getting off the chain. They're getting shackles off of them, off their mind. They're entering into things now that are off the charts. Things that hadn't been done before. Words that hadn't been said before. Visitations that hadn't been done before. God is getting ready to do things that you've never seen before. Can you hear what I'm saying? A warfare generation. Number five. A prophetic generation. Give me that. 1 Chronicles 12:33. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle. This is this generation. Expert in war. With all instruments of war. 50,000. Look at that. Which could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. Amen. They weren't wavering. They weren't afraid. They loved not their life in the face of death. They were warriors. A prophetic generation. 1 Chronicles 12:32. A prophetic generation. Listen to me. God's going to drop ideas. God's going to drop words in your spirit. Amen. Don't let them die. Cultivate them. They'll be prophetic. You may not see it right now, but God is speaking to you about your future. God is speaking to you about your destiny. He'll give you a word. You may not see it. You may not know how, but cultivate it. Yes, Lord. See, Zechariah, when Gabriel spoke to him, he said, these things are impossible. He said, because you don't believe, you're going to be silenced. Because your words will defeat the purpose of God. So you're going to be dumb until it happens. But when he appeared to Mary, Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I believe it's going to happen. And however you say, whatever you say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And immediately, conception. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God's going to drop things in your spirit. Don't let the devil steal it. Don't let people talk you out of it. Hello? Cultivate it. Don't get it in a hurry. Cultivate it. Wait on God. Trust God. Commit it to God. Let God develop it. When God spoke a word to Joseph, his brother threw him in the pit, said, let's see what happens to your dream now. But all that word he dropped in him was still alive. See, there's a word inside of you that has to be cultivated. Amen. The enemy tried to steal it. The enemy tried to bury it. The enemy tried to distract you with other stuff. People trying to get in your way. Oh, you can't do that. You don't have the education. You don't have the money. You don't have the expertise. The devil is a lie. Listen, when God put a word in you, that word will drive you. Amen. All opposition against you, but that word driving you. You don't even know how you got there. You don't even know how that happened, but that word will drive its way to fulfillment. And in this season, you better hold on. Buckle your seatbelt. God getting ready to take you some places beyond your education, beyond your skill set, beyond your wildest dreams. God going to take you there. Hello, somebody. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. A prophetic generation. Number five, a multiple anointing generation. Some of y'all gifted, I'm going to say it this way, you gifted up the gazoo. Stop sitting on it. That's why you got to get your body in shape. So after 5 minutes, you ain't going to sleep. You got to get that so the body can keep up, at least try to keep up. See, God will put the anointing on you. But, you know, you got to take care of the temple, too. Amen. But there's going to be a multiple anointings. David had 7 anointings on his life. Children are going to have multiple anointings. Don't block them. Don't discourage them. Amen. They might color outside the line. Let them color outside the line. After a while, they'll be painting and drawing stuff. They say, whoa, did you do that? Because you didn't stop that creativity. See, that's why some in your life, there's been so much upheaval. You never fit. Always in trouble if you was like me. Always the one that shouldn't have said something but said something. Got the whooping. Got it home. Man, I wish I hadn't said that. Always in upheaval in your life because God has a high call on your life. So you suffer a lot of things now. You can't, I'm prophesying to somebody, you can't seem to get it together. God gonna get it together for you. See, he that had begun the good work, he will perform it. But right now, you're like a punching bag. You just can't seem to get it together. You know in your heart you love God. But you're getting beat down. You can't do nothing right. After a while, when the anointing comes, God going to show it all up. And you're going to realize what all that was about. And here you are now walking in stature. Here you are now in influence. Here you are now got yourself together. Here you are now the head and not the tail. Here you are now before and not behind. Because God is working on you. Don't worry about what you go through. Amen. Everybody got to go through something. Everybody going to face some stuff. Amen. Soil or dirt is soil. And see, the nutrient is in the soil. So when dirt is kicked up at you, it's just people that's putting soil on you. That's the nutrient is in the soil. It caused the... This is Pentecost Sunday. Come on, there's a sound coming from heaven. Hallelujah! Some of y'all gonna have the ability to become all things to all men. You wear a hat, this hat today, get that one saved. Tomorrow you wear this hat. You're over in this culture today. You're over in that culture the next day. You're over there across the ocean the next day. People coming because you wear all the hats. He that winneth souls is wise. You become all things to all men. You move as the Holy Ghost moves you. Amen. Multiple anointings. This is a gifted generation. Finally, restoration. Number 7, it's a restoration generation. Everything's going to be restored. Now, darkness is going to get darker. Evil men are going to wax worse and worse. What is written will come to pass. But the church is not appointed under God's wrath. Persecution shall come. But this is why God is preparing our hearts so that we are buoyant. Amen. That we are not afraid. We let the light shine. We will conquer. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Amen? Amen. Let me give you three promises, and then I have to stop. Three promises. We've been through a wilderness. This is not going to go away. We're just going to totally conquer it. The first promise, God will guide and keep you through the wilderness into your promised land. What man has concocted, what man has contrived, what man has purposed ain't going to prosper against the church. It's not going to stop the church from becoming the butterfly bride. I call us for a time the caterpillar church. Very limited. But see, when the caterpillar spins that cocoon, and by the way, the cocoon comes, is silk, but it comes from glands in its mouth. So you see, your mouth has a whole lot to do with whether you spin the cocoon and become something else. Amen. The silk glands are found in the caterpillar's mouth, and he spins the cocoon. And then when he's ready to come out, listen, this is why God will isolate you. Seems like nobody understands. I said, it seems like nobody understands and nobody can help you. Because the butterfly has got to get out of that cocoon by itself. If you help it, you'll kill it. So see, there's some stuff, everybody's got to bear their own cross. Now there's some fellowship, there's some things we can comfort and encourage one another in, but there's certain things you got to deal with yourself. Amen. Somebody should have shouted on that. There are some things you have to handle yourself. Because God's going to show you who he is in that. You got to know him for yourself. Amen. We can't depend on the arm of flesh. Amen. Man can only go so far with us. Then God says, I want to take over here because I bought you with a price. You belong to me. Now I want you to know me. Amen. It's going to be imperative that we know him in these last days. So he's going to keep us through the wilderness. Number two, he's going to allow you to comfortably settle in your Canaan. There's a lot more I want to say, but he's going. Number three, he's promised that we will conquer and subdue all of our enemies. Now listen to me. In this day and time, you got to understand this. What's going to happen, God is going to do more by his power than we do with our sword. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, God is putting his foot down in his planet. He's come back. That anointing is back. Amen. And the season has begun. The Kairos has come. And God's going to do more. You know, if you read Old Testament wars, God would take out more of the enemy through hailstones, through hornets, through all kind of stuff. And when Israel would come, they just had to mop stuff up. Let me put my sword away here. Let me just, man, everybody there over here. Just go in there and get the spoil. Because God, listen, I'm telling you, he's coming back like that. You're going to look around for your enemy and they ain't going to be around. You're going to look around for those that persecuted you and they're going to be gone. You're going to look for the darkness and darkness is going to be light. You're going to look for the disease and the disease is going to be defeated. All this stuff, God's going to deal with this through his power.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.